What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. I'm so excited to dive into today's topic. This week has been absolutely incredible. We're building so many exciting things behind the scenes. So many things are happening, so many projects that are going on. What I wanted to talk about today is the importance of making data-driven decisions. We have a fundamental decision-making principle where we don't abandon what's proven for what's new without quantifiable data, without overwhelming quantifiable data to support the decision to completely move from one way of doing something to a new way of doing it. And I almost violated that core principle this week. We're in the middle of launching a completely new funnel. So we had built out a funnel, we had our application process, we had our quiz process, we had all these things. And I recorded some new videos that we're going to deploy, and we're essentially going to make a switch to a completely new way of doing something. And I took a pause and I went back to where we're hosting our videos, and we have some deep tracking set up for some of the campaigns that we ran in the past. And I went through some of the numbers, and the video we were getting ready to change was responsible for producing over $100,000 in sales. It had a 67% playthrough rate and a 41% conversion rate, meaning 41% of people who saw that video actually went through, not only booked the call with our sales team, but signed up for a program. And we're getting ready to change the video. I reached out to my head of lead gen. I was like, dude, don't change a damn thing. Stop what you're doing. Don't upload the video. Don't switch the funnel. What we're going to do is we're going to do a soft split test. Right? And I caught myself about to violate my own principle. And the reason why I was able to catch myself is because we have a ton of data in place where we're able to track just about everything happening in the business. To the point where we looked at one of my webinars, I was able to go in and look at it because I had filmed a new webinar we're about to deploy. I looked at the stats for that webinar and saw that it had about 60% playthrough rate, and 34% of people who saw that webinar paid for a premium program. And we're getting ready to swap it out for a new one that I filmed because we felt like this would be more on brand. We felt like this would be the messaging for these new assets would be better. But guess what? Because we had data, because we had tracking, I was able to go back and look at how those assets performed historically, and we're able to adjust our strategy and actually set up a split test between the two assets and see which one performs better. Again, it's important to have these decision-making principles that you use, but you need data, quantifiable data, to be able to support the decisions that you make and the actions that you take, right? So one of the things that you can start doing, it's going to be tedious at first, but you have to start tracking everything. You have to set up tracking for everything that's happening in your business, right? We have in place historical data that allows us to see image split tests, headline split tests, video split tests, landing page split tests, survey split tests, even down to what we say in our conversation funnel scripts, right? We have those split tested, right? And we just ran a split test with our first one-liner against one that was working before, and we're able to get almost a 90% increase in response rate because of just split testing and tweaking one line that we were saying in our opener. Just one line, just one variation resulted in almost 90% increase in responses, right? But the fact that we're able to gather and we're tracking all these different metrics, and we're extremely meticulous about tracking, allows us to be able to make decisions and catch us when we're about to violate our own core principles. So for you, what you have to ask yourself is, how much are you tracking? Are you tracking your data? Are you tracking your numbers? Are you obsessed about it, right? Or do you just keep making decisions based on a whim? I had a conversation with an entrepreneur earlier this week, and he had made a decision to change his entire acquisition system in terms of targeting when it came to cold traffic. And when I looked at his numbers and I went back to how he was doing it before, yes, he was spending more money. Yes, his lead costs were slightly higher, but he made almost three times the revenue using what was proven in his business compared to making 1/4 of the revenue in using a completely new process. And he completely changed because his coach said, like, almost in passing, his coach was like, oh, we've been testing this new thing and it's been working in our business. We're seeing better results from it. And then he just goes ahead, throws caution to the wind, completely changes everything. And now he's struggling converting his cold traffic leads into paying clients. Now went through and looked at his numbers a little bit deeper, right? And he had about a 40% conversion rate on the other campaign that had a slightly higher cost. But here's why you don't want to make decisions just based off like the cost, the front end expense, right? So when we looked at the numbers, yeah, it was a slightly almost twice the cost per lead, but his cost per booking was about the same. His cost per close was about the same, and he made way more revenue, right? But he completely abandoned it and switched to something that wasn't proven, simply because he heard somebody say that this thing was starting to produce results for them. And a lot of people make that mistake. So what you have to do regularly, one, you have to track your numbers. I was surprised he was tracking his numbers. I was like, show me your tracking sheet. Let me see how are you gathering data. He's tracking his numbers, but the thing that he failed to do, which remember, if you know our CADE acronym, we have compile data, analyze data, data-driven strategic planning, and execution. Right, he was compiling data, but he failed to even go through and analyze his data before he made a decision. So what you have to get in the habit of doing is flex your analytical muscle, right? A lot of you guys may be tracking your data, but you're not taking time to even review and analyze those metrics to start to develop a depth of knowledge about your business that allows you to make data-driven strategic planning and data-driven execution. But because you're piling data, it means nothing. You can track everything, but if you're not analyzing and studying your numbers, understanding your numbers and starting to understand the patterns in your own business, you're not ever going to be able to make meaningful decisions that's going to take your business from one level to the next. And I had a call with him, and he was just like confused as to why his business wasn't growing. Because he wasn't looking at the numbers. It was very clear to me when I looked at it. I was like, dude, like, why'd you change? Like, what were you doing? He was getting a 20x return on ad spend. 20x return on ad spend. And he completely abandoned it because he heard his coach say in passing that they were getting results from this new thing. It's just mind-boggling to me that there's so many people out there that do that. So that's why I'm making this, recording this video. And if you're listening to the podcast, I'm making this for you. Stop giving into squirrel syndrome. Don't chase the shiny objects. Stop being a squirrel. Compile your data. If you're not tracking your numbers, before you even start trying to make decisions or change anything about your business or even say your leads are terrible, start compiling the data. Start tracking it. Go back, do the thankless task. I'm going to need you to go down, grab it, polish it, and start eating it. I need you to do the thankless task of going back and start to compile your historical data before you change anything about your business. Start compiling your historical data and then start analyzing your numbers. And what does the number say? What does the stories behind the numbers tell you? And then only after you've compiled enough data and analyze enough of your numbers, do you even start thinking about developing strategic planning around that data? But stop, I see this happen all the time. Stop changing things in your business based on your own feelings. I almost gave into that this week, and I've been doing this for a long time. I almost gave into it because I had so much data on the assets that were about to change. We're able to be like, hold up, what the heck are we doing? We almost changed this headline, and this headline is proven to convert like crazy. We almost changed this video asset, and this video asset was converting at 41% and generated over $100,000 in revenue. We almost changed this webinar. It's responsible for converting 34% of his viewers into premium high-paying clients. Like, what the actual F are we thinking about doing, right? And a lot of you guys don't even have the data to stop you from making catastrophic decisions like that. We avoided and dodged a massive bullet because of the numbers and the historical data that we were tracking on all the assets we have in our business. If you don't have those type of safeguards in your business, you need to pause, start compiling your data, and then start analyzing your data to be able to make those decisions. So hope you find that helpful. I want you to take time, compile that data. What we're going to be doing here soon, we're actually developing a deep tracking dashboard. And if you want access to that, you're going to actually be able to go to 7ffbai.com/dashboard. What I'm going to have the team do is they're going to create like a little wait list. And if you want access to that deep tracking dashboard, that will be able to integrate with your CRMs and everything else that you have in your business. So you can at least start tracking data moving forward. You can join the wait list for that, and we'll get it over to you as soon as it's ready to go live. Till next time, stay calm, change lives, and have life and business on your terms. Catch you later.